Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Oh, I want to get 53 away. Past the hour now on today's Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer and I have Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommer's Travel Guide, with us in a moment. And the big story this week is the pricing at Disney parks. We'll get to that in just a moment here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star scored more than 20,000 points in 16 NBA seasons and was the 1986 All-Star Game MVP. His powerhouse dunk over Mark Jackson has gotten more than 1 million views on YouTube.
4-on-1, KJ to Chambers, jam! Oh, boy!
So, where is Tom Chambers now? Tom has gone from hoops to horses. He bought a horse with his very first NBA paycheck. Today, Tom owns the Shooting Star Ranch in Utah, where he raises horses. Tom also works in community relations with the Phoenix Suns, and he starred in a tongue-in-cheek video in 2008 about making a comeback at age 49.
Remember that, Mark Jackson?
The big guy can still dunk, but can he do it on a horse? I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
John Bramlett is an unusually gifted painter. He's also an inspiration to countless people.
Just after he turned 30, the lights went out. John went blind, and the cause is still unknown.
At first, he was sad, frustrated, and angry. He turned to painting, something he had always wanted to do.
That's when he made an amazing discovery. He says he sees better now than he did before.
He learned to distinguish colors by their feel. He developed his memory so he could picture the painting in his mind as he touches it with his hands.
You have gifts you may not even know about. You don't have to wait for a major life event to discover them.
But even adversity can lead to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
56 past the hour on the Good Day program. Yes, Pauline Frommer is here. She's the editorial director of the Frommer's magazine, the travel guide at Frommer's.com. I'm in Florida this week, Pauline. I'm actually I'm surrounded by travel. I'm here at the bridge. If you know Fort Lauderdale, there's a bridge that goes from the mainland over to what some people call Fort Lauderdale Island, and the cruise ships dock here. I'm looking across. I'm right on that causeway, and the cruise ships dock across from me. All of this stuff, and I think to myself, how much money first is spent on travel, and then what it takes to make it all work, the computers on these ships and the computers that run the airport and the computers that take care of the lights and the bridge as it goes up and down and the boats go. I mean, it just is fascinating if you think about it, what an amazing industry it is.
It's a massive industry. By some accounts, one out of every 11 Americans is involved in the travel industry in some way. Either they're the people running the computers on those bridges, or they're the waitresses who serve mostly tourists at a theme park, or they're working at a theme park. So, yeah, it's a big part of our American economy, absolutely.
Let's talk about theme parks, more specifically Disney. Are they greedy?
Yeah.
Are they smart? Are they doing what they need to do? What's their prices went up crazy this week.
I think Walt is probably turning wherever he is, if he's frozen or if he's in the ground, I don't know. But they have introduced surge pricing, and that means that prices are going up 20% during peak times. And peak times, when are those? Pretty much any time the kids are out of school. So basically the entire month of March is peak because it's spring break, and then it's going to be peak from the end of May through July, since the kids will be out of school for summer. And that raises the one-day price of a Disney ticket to $124, which kind of breaks my heart. They're saying they're doing it because they needed to cut down on the crowds. But I know so many families who save up for 1 year, for 2 years, so they can take their kids to Disneyland or Disney World. It's a rite of passage. And probably a lot of these people are pulling their hair out right now because they're going to have to save up even more. The price has gone up 20%. That's a huge jump.
It's abusive. So. This is more reason to go elsewhere. If you're going to Florida, go to the Cape, over to Cape Kennedy, Cape Canaveral, whatever you want to call it. It's a marvelous
place. Oh, it's great. Yeah, Cape Canaveral is
amazing. A couple of 3 days there, and it's much more inspirational. Anyway, it is what it is. Are other parks like Universal doing the same thing, by the way?
They're the ones who came up with it. Disney followed.
Oh, really?
Them.
Oh, really? Oh. So another reason to give them a pick a finger. I got five. You can pick one of them as you want to have that apply to these parks. Thank you, Pauline Frommer.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K Sound and Recording. America.